The practice begins. Take in a long breath, and as you breathe out, make a long sound. And in your own time, please, repeat this 3 times. Really vocalize it, don't be shy. And again. Three times in all. And just a little side note here, when you begin your own practice, begin it the same way because it signals to the body that it's about to experience relaxation, deep relaxation. Now, the first part of the exercise, we're going to tighten various parts of the body and then experience what letting go of tension actually feels like. And also, in that moment, if you pay attention, notice that relaxing is about allowing something that took effort to simply dissipate. So start with your right hand, please. Slowly clench the fist of your right hand. Feel the movement. Now squeeze it really tightly and feel all the forearm muscles get involved as well. And if you want to make the experience even stronger, tighten the bicep and the tricep together so the whole arm becomes like a rigid iron bar. And then take a breath in. And on the breath out, let the tension go out of the body completely. Feel the increase in sensations in the right hand and arm when you do that. And now, the left hand. Slowly squeeze the fist. Wrap all the fingers around, thumb over the top, make that fist as tight as you can, and then tense the upper arm muscles as well. Make everything involved there harder and harder, and then breathe in. And on a breath out, let the hand open and let the tension go. If you find your mind wandering during this practice, just remind yourself to breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. And now bring your attention to your right foot and slowly point the right foot until you feel that cramping sensation start, and then tighten the quads and hamstrings as well. Tighten the whole of the right leg. Make it harder and harder. Take a breath in. Breathe out and relax completely. Let that tension go and draw the toes of the right foot up towards the right knee now to feel the sensation down the back of the leg and to relax the calf muscle. And then let the foot go completely limp. Let the foot and the leg go completely limp. And now the left foot. Slowly point the toes of the left foot. And slowly straighten the right leg, even if you've got your leg on a bolster. Left leg, I should say. Tighten the hamstring and the quadricep both. Point harder, take a breath in. And on a breath out, let that tension go completely. Let the leg rest on the floor or on the bolster. And on your next breath in, draw the toes of the left foot up towards the left knee and feel that sensation down the back of the leg. Feel any cramping just disappear, and then let all effort go completely. Feel how, as you relax, the body literally feels heavier and heavier. And that's a welcome feeling. You know you can move any part of the body, but you're just not moving anything. Breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. Now, squeeze your glutes together and feel the hips rise away from the floor. Really put some effort into it. Squeeze them as tight as possible. Tighter, tighter, and then relax completely on a breath out. Breathe in, and on the next breath out, let whatever tension is left in the body go out with the breath out. Breathe and relax. Now gently move your awareness to your breathing and become aware of the many sensations that make up the act of breathing. Feel the air going in past the nostrils, down the back of the throat, inflating the lungs, and feel your tummy rise. And notice it comes to a stop, and then immediately the tummy sinks and the breath rushes back out of the body. And feel in the nose the difference between the feeling of the breath in and the feeling of the breath out. Take a moment to notice the feelings of the breath in and the breath out. Now move your awareness from the breathing into the body and the meeting points between your body and the floor. The right heel. The right lower leg, maybe the calf muscle or the back of the knee resting on a bolster. The right hip, the meeting point between the right hip and the floor. The meeting point between the right shoulder, the back of the right shoulder, and perhaps the back of the right arm, even the forearm and the hand, and the floor. Become aware of the meeting points between the right arm and shoulder and the floor. And now gently move your awareness over to the left. The left heel. The left calf muscle or the back of the left leg if it's resting on a bolster. The left hip. Become aware of the meeting point between the floor and the left hip. And now the upper part of the left-hand side of the back, the left shoulder, the back of the left arm, perhaps even the hand, resting on the floor. And the last meeting point, the back of the head. Ask yourself, is it completely comfortable? If you're not sure, perhaps move the chin slightly closer to the chest or move the heads a tiny amount to the left or the right until the meeting point between the head and the floor is completely comfortable. And now gently move your awareness back to your breathing and notice, without any effort, your breathing has become slower, less effort. Your breathing has become smoother. Gently bring your awareness to your breath and for the next three breaths, pause with the breath in for a count of 1, 2. Do not try too hard. This is just an experience. Do not sleep. Keep listening to my voice. In your own time, please. 3 breaths, pausing the breath in for a count of 1, 2. Now bring your awareness back to your body and feel how the floor is supporting you completely, comfortably, safely, effortlessly. Feel how your lower back is closer to the floor now, and perhaps the back of your neck is also a little closer to the floor. As the body relaxes, it gets slightly longer, and all the curves of the spine become slightly flatter and more relaxed. Do not sleep. Now let the awareness move out of the body and lightly touch each of the different sounds around us. Become aware of the many sounds around us and lightly, gently move your awareness from one to the next, to the next. Don't try too hard. This is just an experience. And if you're someone who has trouble sleeping at night, if there are different or strange noises around you, take a moment now to have the experience of becoming aware that when you are relaxed, all sounds simply pass through the body, leaving not a trace. Experience that now for the next moment or two. This is the state of deep relaxation. Take a moment to experience in the body what being deeply relaxed actually feels like. Notice how, as you breathe out, the body relaxes a tiny bit more. And tell yourself that in normal daily life, you're going to let yourself relax a tiny bit with each breath out. Now make no effort at all. Simply enjoy the state of deep relaxation. Now you'll want to bring yourself out of the state of deep relaxation. So, slowly lift your arms up towards the ceiling and out behind you and press the toes away from you as you breathe into the very top part of your chest. And repeat that, please, 3 times in your own time. Take your time. There's no hurry. Lift the arms up and out. Point the toes away from you. Stretch the arms out along the floor behind you and breathe into the top of your chest. And when you're ready, slowly roll over to your side and sit up. The practice is over.